Hare Krishna. Jai Baladev. Today is the appearance day of Lord Balaram. And it's a wonderful occasion to remember the source of our spiritual strength and inspiration, the person who's the first expansion of Lord Krishna and the personification of his Ladini Shakti. He's the he manifests Krishna's all things that Krishna creates, or he's the source of all existence, including he manifests Krishna's parents, associates, dham, material world in different forms, and he's the primary expansion of the Lord. Primary in the sense that from him all other expansions come. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and so he's called the Swayam Rup. And as a Swayam Rup, he also manifests himself in two ways. He's manifesting in his Swayam Prakash, and which has two features, Prabhav and Vaibhav. And the Prabhav, or when Krishna directly expands himself, such as when he expands himself in the rasa dance to be with the gopis, then they all look like him, act like him, feel like him. It's Krishna fully manifesting himself. And as Lord Balaram is his other feature, in which looks different, with the whitest complexion, elder in age. He's very, very attractive with his white complexion, wearing bluish clothes. So, but for all intents and purposes, Lord Balaram is also Krishna, although he's at the same time different than Krishna and doesn't manifest all of the same potencies. But Lord Balaram then becomes the source of all other different types of incarnations, and these are described in different places. Rupa Goswami describes them in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I'm not going to do it here because it's really hard to picture. It's hard to picture just by reading what to speak of just by hearing. It works best on graph, and devotees can turn to different picture forms of these incarnations. And they all stem originally from Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram Ki Jai. And as the, of course, people really have difficulty, what to speak of, accepting that God is a cowherd boy, and there's one God who is a supreme personality of Godhead. But this concept of God manifesting in many forms, they think that this is a form of polytheism, that we believe in many gods. But no, it's just one God, but one God taking many roles. and while his sentiments and his appearance, his activities and his potencies may vary, but it's the same one Supreme Personality of Godhead. And God can't be just one, although he must be just one, because he has to be able to expand into many, because he has unlimited potencies, he has unlimited attitudes, he has desire for unlimited pastimes. In order to be able to enjoy these, not sequentially, but simultaneously, all the time, therefore, he manifests many forms. So, ekabahusyam. So, although he's one, still that one is manifest into many different forms, and this way he enjoys transcendental bliss. And the medium through which that manifestation takes place is through Lord Balaram, in terms of the manifestation of his personality. And that's, of course, there's another aspect to all of this, which you may not find in that form, is that Kaviraj Goswami says that in the same way that Krishna manifests his personality into in different forms through Balaram, similarly his shaktis are manifest through different forms and features through Srimati Radharani. So the queens of Dwarka, the goddesses of Lakshmi Devis, who are in attendant on Lord Narayan, and wherever the Lord appears, one way or another, his consorts also appear, sometimes as consorts, sometimes in different forms. Like when Lord Nisringadeva appears, then Srimati Radharani is his fingernails with which he tears apart Hiranyakashipu. So, when he comes as Parashuram, then she comes as the edge of his axe, his chopper. So wherever those incarnations are, then Shaktis also manifest, and Srimati Radharani is the origin of those. But today we're concentrating on Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, so we're not going to delve any further into that. And Lord Balaram is, well, in Srila Prabhupada's words, he's actually more beautiful than Krishna. His whitest complexion, I think, is what makes him more attractive. You could say that Balaram is more beautiful and Krishna is more sexy, because black is the color of the Shringar Ras, and that's the white is the color of goodness and purity. So, yeah, everything has its original form there in Krishna. And Lord Balaram is so much sharing Krishna's pastimes and so on that Vrindavan Das Thakur begins Chaitanya Bhagavat by glorifying Lord Balaram and Lord Balaram's rasa dance, because it seems that at some time some people there were saying that Lord Brahma didn't have a rasa dance, which is quite strange, because when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, there's at least two instances. One is with the killing of Shankachuda, when Balaram is with his gopis, And the other is Lord Balaram's visit to Vrindavan, where for 2 months he's doing rasa dance with the gopis every evening. So, but anyway, such is the world, that the people who claim to be scholars still don't see the most self-evident statements of scriptures. And Lord Balaram is the source of all spiritual strength and the source of all material strength. So particularly Srila Prabhupada encouraged us to pray to Lord Balaram to overcome, you would say, overcome the influence of Mr. Lust, to overcome the influence of material attraction. And how Balarama, the source of all pleasure. So one way to overcome material attachment is by becoming spiritually strong, but better than that is to be actually attracted to Krishna and attracted to Krishna's pastimes. And then material attraction fades into the background. And that comes by getting the higher taste of spiritual life, and that higher taste comes by assiduous sadhana. And when that taste is there, then obviously we turn away from the lower taste. Param drishtani vartante, you give up the lower taste of material life. So all glories to Lord Balaram. And I'm going to finish by reading Krishna's glorification of Lord Balaram. And this you'll find in the 15th chapter of the 10th canto. And when they came of age to take care of the cows, and Krishna and Balaram were wandering through the forest, and Lord Krishna began to glorify Lord Balaram as the beneficiary of the forest's beautiful offerings. Aho ami deva vara vara macharchitam padam bujam te shumana palakanam namante upadaya shikabiratmanas tapopahanti tarujanmayatkritam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, this is Krishna speaking to Balaram, O greatest of lords, just see how these trees are bowing their heads at your lotus feet, which are worshipable by the immortal demigods. The trees are offering you their fruit and flowers to eradicate the dark ignorance that has caused their birth as trees. Ete linastava yasho kilalo katirtam gayanta adi purushana patam bhajante prayo ami munagna bhavadiya mukhya gudhambane pina jahat anghatam daivam. O original personality, these bees must all be great sages and most elevated devotees of yours, for they are worshipping you by following you along the path and chanting your glories, which are themselves a holy place for the entire world. Though you have disguised yourself within this forest, O sinless one, they refuse to abandon you, their worshipable Lord. Nityanti amishikina idyamudaharinya kurvanti gopya ivate priyam ikshanena suktaishchakokki lagana gritam agataya danya vanokashamiyan ivashatam nisharga. O worshipable one, these peacocks are dancing before you out of joy. Those doe are pleasing you with affectionate glances, just as the gopis do. And these cuckoos are honoring you with Vedic prayers. All these residents of the forest are most fortunate, and the behavior towards you certainly befits great souls, receiving another great soul at home. Danyayam madhyadarani trina virudastvat padas pishodhuma rata karajam bimbilishta nadyodhraya kagam rigas sudaya valokar gopyom tarena bujayor apiyat spriha shri. Now this earth has become most fortunate because You have touched her grass and bushes with your feet, and her trees and creepers with your fingernails. And because you have graced her rivers, mountains, birds, and animals with your merciful glances. But above all, you have embraced the young cowherd woman between your two arms, a favor hankered after by the goddess of fortune herself. Jai Balaram Prabhu Ki Jai.